The Egyptian Cross Mystery by Ellery Queen. Narrated by Richard Waterhouse. Foreword. There is one minor mystery connected with the various major mysteries of the Egyptian Cross Mystery, and that is a puzzle which has little, if anything, to do with the story itself. It might properly be called the mystery of a title. It was brought to my attention by the author himself, my friend, Ellery Queen, in a note appended to the manuscript which he had sent on from his little place in Italy after urgent solicitations by cable from his very devoted servant. The note said, among other things, "Give 'em hell, J.J." This isn't the usual claptrap on Le Crime Egyptologique. No pyramids, no Coptic daggers in the midnight dark of a creepy museum, no fellahin, no oriental poobah of any sort. In fact, no Egyptology. Why, then, the Egyptian Cross Mystery, you ask? With, I admit, justification. Well, the title is provocative, for one thing. It positively magnetizes me. But if there's no Egyptian significance, ah, there's the beauty of it. Wait and see. Typical Elleriana, observe, which, as Ellery's readers are apt to know, are always interesting and often cryptic. The investigation of these appalling murders was one of my friend's last jobs. It is the fifth Ellery Queen case to be presented to the public in fiction form. It is composed of extraordinary elements, a peculiar and unbelievable concoction of ancient religious fanaticisms, a nudist